Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Eagles Live. I'm Dave Spadaro. We are live at the NovaCare Complex. It was a quiet day, and then all this breaking news just happening. People, hang tight. We got it for you right here first. Well, we broke it on Twitter, actually. But the Eagles have been awarded offensive tackle DJ Jones. Off of waivers, he was waived by the Baltimore Ravens prior to the playoffs. Rookie last year, played in Nebraska, 6'5", 310. Was invited by the Dolphins to their preseason camps, was on their practice squad for a time, and then claimed from the practice squad of Miami onto the active roster of Baltimore. He played a game there, and he's now an Eagle. So we'll see what Howard Mudd can do with him. Last week, Roger Marandino was here for a year. Very quiet guy. Obviously, spoke to Ryan Grigson. He went from assistant strength and conditioning coach here to head strength and conditioning coach in Indianapolis, replaced by Keith Gray, formerly of the University of Georgia. And Adam Kaplan will be joining us at about 11:30 here in our NovaCare Complex Xfinity studio. We've got a long time to wait before real action comes our way, people. I watched the Super Bowl. I'm sure you watched the Super Bowl. I'd love to get your reaction to that game, to the performance. There's DJ Jones of the New York Giants. Congratulations to the Giants. They get into the playoffs, and he was also active for one game on the Ravens season. Giants get into the playoffs, and then they get it done. Eli Manning, terrific performance from him, 21-17 over the New England Patriots. So the Giants, Super Bowl champions once again. And we are waiting. We are waiting for the Super Bowl. Frustration, angst, anticipation. I didn't like this call, by the way. But whatever. You know, whatever. Came back to haunt the Patriots. Safety on the first offensive play from Tommy. Terrific. And his not-so-terrific girlfriend, excuse me, wife. Maybe the Patriots are looking to trade Tom Brady. Maybe Giselle is a little too distracting for Bill Belichick. Can we work out a deal, people? And then Eli, just terrific. Just terrific in his performance. And, you know, listen, let's be honest here. The Giants get lucky there. Too many men on the field. That kills that takeaway. A couple of other bounces went back to the Giants, but at the end of the day, Eli Manning, another fourth quarter comeback, and the Giants beat the Patriots in Super Bowl 46. Congratulations to them. You got to get in to win it. Got to get in it to win it, people. Don't ever minimize reaching the playoffs. Got to get hot at the right time, and you must reach the playoffs to win the playoffs. The Eagles, of course, they are deep in conversations and planning and working on their 2012 offseason here. Very critical. We all understand that. A lot of work to be done. How do you turn a team that was 8-8 in 2011 into a Super Bowl team in 2012? So give me any sort of, well, she does talk some smack, huh? Any suggestions you have, I'm all ears. We also, a little bit later on, want to give you some of the tweets that some of the Eagles players sent out after that Giants victory. Let's start on the telephones here today. Steve in Alabama joins us. Hello, Steven.
Dave, good morning, man.
Good morning.
I'm just, congratulations to the stinking Giants.
Yeah.
I'm just jealous. But
I am jealous, you know, too. It's all jealousy, believe me. They don't do anything fancy. Their fans were pissed off. How about the reaction of their fans when Steve Smith became an Eagle? Then when they, late in the year, when the Redskins beat the Giants up there, they wanted to fire Tom Coughlin yesterday, and then he goes out and wins the Super Bowl.
I just,
amazing.
Man, from the start of the season, remember when the Giants, they just had so many injuries. Talking about they had season-ending injuries to key positions.
And mostly at the cornerback position.
Yeah, and it's just, wow.
That's why, Steve, coaching in the NFL is so important. And you win with quarterbacks, you win with coaching. You certainly have to have a level of talent. But the way the Giants' defense compensated for those injuries in the secondary was remarkable.
Man, that was my next point. They showed and proved that defense wins championships. I'm sorry. I mean, the Giants' defense was great through the whole playoffs. I hated, but wow, they played great.
Yeah.
Throughout
yeah.
all the playoffs.
Yeah, their front seven.
Tom Brady again.
Well, I mean, Tom Brady was, look, at this point, he was 19 of 22. I mean, I think late in the game, a big penalty hurt the Patriots. I think a couple of drop passes hurt the Patriots. I think Brady on a key third down on that next to last drive missed an open receiver.
Yeah,
he threw behind Wes Welker.
He was just running all over the place.
Yeah. I thought Brady had his opportunity. Look, I mean, to me, I remember playing the Patriots, and I said, you know, the Patriots, their level of talent at the receiver positions is not that great. And then you take Gronkowski out of the mix, and, you know, they're throwing to Deion Branch and Welker, who was and Aaron Hernandez. They were terrific, but they didn't have that explosive element. It was very dink and dunk. And an overlooked part of this, Steve Weatherford did a terrific job for the Giants pinning the Patriots deep into their own territory. That is such a huge part of big games, is winning the field position battle, and the Giants did.
Ah, man. Yeah, I had people over my house, and I didn't have no Giants fans over there, so I was grateful for that. But, we're moving on now. Draft, free agency, and I'm over it. I'm ready to see the Eagles make some moves.
Yeah, how do you?
I'm glad the Giants won because I hope this motivates us.
I don't think the Eagles need any more motivation. Steve, do you think the Eagles really need any more motivation? I mean, do you people really think?
Don't.
Here's the thing I get, and I get this up on the message boards all the time, and people I meet.
Yeah.
You think the people here don't want to win? You don't think they're the motivation?
I know we want to win.
But
I
think there are people. I believe there are people who actually believe that as long as the Eagles sell tickets and merchandise, they're fine. You think the burning desire that you have is any greater than Jeffrey Lurie or Joe Banner or Howie Roseman or Andy Reid or anybody here? We're all dying to win the Super Bowl.
Dying. Hey, well, guess what? It's going to be a new year. That's how I'm approaching it. When September, August rolls around training camp, I'm just going to approach it as a new year, and we go out and handle business.
Yep.
Week by week. That's all. That's my level of thinking right now.
Yeah. How do you, Steve, determine a great off season?
Well, first off, you got to get this. You got to get this Deshaun Jackson thing squared away quickly. I hope once free agency and all that happen, just if we could sign him. I don't know what's going to happen. Media says so much stuff. I'm just waiting to see what the Eagles do. If we can get Deshaun, do that. And, I mean, if there's a linebacker, of course, that's what everybody wants. That's worth. If we can get Steven Tulloch, that's the guy that everybody is pointing to that's good in the wide nine.
You know, here's my thing about Steven Tulloch. And I hear you.
Yeah.
I haven't watched enough of him, okay? How good is he? Or is he just a name? And I'll ask Adam Kaplan, he's coming in shortly. How good is Steven Tulloch? I don't know.
Well, he I didn't like his play during the New Orleans game. Honestly, I saw him with a couple tackles, but I think he played pretty solid through the season. And I went to the I remember when he was in Tennessee, when I went to the game when they played the Eagles, played a pretty good game there too.
To me, here's the thing I want to know, guys. Aren't we Eagles pretty good at middle linebacker with Jamar Chaney? If you want to go upgrade, Don't you want to be really good? Like, aren't there enough good players here? Don't we want to talk about getting special players here? And Steven Tulloch could be that guy, or one of those players on the list could be better. I don't scout players, but from other teams. Do you want to just bring a guy in just to bring a guy? I want to bring in significant upgrades to positions.
My thing is, I feel we're just – our linebackers are good. They're just young, and I feel we need a veteran that's there to, you know, bring them together. You know what I'm saying? That's if I feel we get a veteran presence to help the, you know, young guys along, their play will get better. You know what I'm saying? There's more experience there.
Jamar Chaney's
all that plays, more recognition.
I'll pass on that one. Okay. You want to bring it because and thanks Steve for the call. To me, Jamar Chaney's been in the system for 3 years. Okay, Jamar Chaney's. I think health wise he's okay. I'm not into the bringing in the mentor guy for the players. I'm bringing in. You want to bring in good players who happen to be veterans? Fine. You want to bring in a rookie who you're going to build around? Fine. The defense needs to get better. We know that. The offense needs to get better. Special teams need to get better. But I'm not bringing in an old guy just to be. There's no bringing an old guy who can play. I'm fine, but not to be a mentor. This is not. We're not in a mentoring situation right now. The Eagles got to win. This is such a pivotal year in the Eagles franchise. Okay. It is such a pivotal year that this team goes out and wins big, or who knows what's going to happen. We thank you very much for coming back and being with us through that little technical glitch. Dave Spadaro with you, Eagles Live. The name of our show every week, we come your way live from the Xfinity studio here at the NovaCare Complex. Slow times. But let's get you caught up on the headlines in case you missed them earlier. Eagles officially awarded off the waiver wire offensive tackle DJ Jones. Late of the Baltimore Ravens. Eagles made that move actually during the playoffs, but since the league season hadn't really ended, you get the idea. Big guy, 6'5", 310. We'll show you a little snapshot of him shortly. The new assistant strength and conditioning coach is named Keith Gray from the University of Georgia. He replaces Roger Marandino, who moves on to the head strength and conditioning coach with the Indianapolis Colts. And Adam Kaplan, the great Adam Kaplan, will be here in about 10 minutes to join us in the studio. Let's take a look at DJ Jones, 6'5", 310, a University of Nebraska product, not drafted. Joined on with the Dolphins, was on their practice squad, spent some time then on the Ravens practice squad, but then, actually, no, I think he was active on the Ravens roster. Yeah. So, one game, but he was active then and active the rest of the time. So, there you go. Let's change that out for DJ. Let's give him his love. And how about some love here? Now, in the hallway that leads into the locker room, the Eagles line that with Pro Bowl players. You can see now LeSean McCoy added to the Pro Bowl wall along with Jason Babin striking his pose. There we go. Congratulations to those two guys who are now immortal as long as the NovaCare Complex is standing. Keith in New Jersey joins us. Hi, Keith.
Hey, Dave. Long time no speak. How's it going?
Okay. Well, it's probably better than you if you live in North Jersey, Keith.
This is brutal, but I do have a silver lining to the Giants actually making it to the Super Bowl this year.
Well, they won the Super Bowl, but yeah, go ahead.
Well, and unfortunately, they won it, but making it. The last two times the Giants have made the Super Bowl in the seasons 07, the next season, the Eagles made it to the NFC Championship game, and the prior time the Giants made it to the Super Bowl in the year 2000, the following season, the Eagles made it to the NFC Championship game.
Okay.
If history is any pattern, hopefully we'll go beyond the NFC Championship game.
I like that. Keith, thank you. That is good, optimistic, trend, positive trend stuff that we need here.
Trying to be positive because being in Jersey right now, it's horrible. I can't even put the TV on.
Yeah.
But anyway, but I will say this, though. I have to give the Giants credit for winning it. And but Dave, I have to say, I did do a little research. I went through the past three, five drafts, and I got they've built it through the draft. I mean, I was just going back to the 2007 draft, and this is what the Giants got in the 07 draft: Aaron Ross, Steve Smith, who stunk for us but did contribute to them, Jay Alford, who was a pretty decent defensive tackle, Kevin Boss, and Ahmad Bradshaw.
Let's talk about that group. That's a Aaron Ross, starting cornerback, so a good player, not a great player, but a good player.
Right.
Kevin Boss had the big season as a rookie, but I don't really think he did a whole lot. Alford, it's really been a special team. They've brought in a bunch of defensive tackles. Does he start for them, Alford?
I think he was a backup defensive tackle. Yeah. I think he's famous for sacking Brady in the final minute of the game.
Okay. Steve Smith, obviously a Pro Bowl player, had a great season for them a couple of years ago. I mean, look, it was a decent draft. And you know what? You're right. The 07 draft for the Eagles, that was the trade for Kevin. Trevor.
Right.
Then it was who was after? Then it was Stuart Bradley. Right?
It was Abby Mary, who obviously been probably isn't going to be with the team, hasn't contributed much.
Yeah.
Bradley, didn't live up to potential.
No,
what we thought.
No.
Tony Hunt, who's no longer
bust.
With the team.
Yep.
C.J. Gattis,
yep,
no
bust.
Longer with the team. Selleck, very good.
Yep.
And then Barksdale, I never even heard of him, and then Nate Alaka. So they've got, I mean, now that's only one draft, but kind of doing analysis over the past four or five drafts, and they basically built it. They have had much better drafts than we've had
over the past
4 or 5 years.
I will tell you that the jury to me is still very much out on these last two drafts. If you want to evaluate Howie, because I think the 10 draft, it's so dependent on Brandon Graham and Nate Allen. There were some players who've contributed from that draft. I happen to think Nate is going to be a Pro Bowl player, that kind of level player. I think he's going to be a terrific player. But you have gotten some starters out of that draft who are good players. And I think Jamar Chaney's a good player. Who else was in that draft? Teo Nessheim, a mistake right there. Clay Harbor, I think, is an okay player. But you're right, the Eagles have not gotten Pro Bowl players, and specifically at the top of the draft.
I think the biggest, problem with the whole Brandon Graham, Jason Pierre-Paul is it's not that we took necessarily Brandon Graham over Jason. It's that we actually moved up to take Brandon Graham.
We actually moved up
to take Pierre-Paul, and the Giants stayed and took Pierre-Paul.
Sure.
And that's kind of what the real killer of the whole Brandon.
I think the way the Eagles looked at it was Pierre-Paul was going to be a boom or bust player.
Right.
And that Brandon Graham was going to be Hugh Douglas. And it remains to be seen. Now, Pierre-Paul is a great football player. I got to wait to see a little bit here on Brandon Graham. If Brandon Graham turns out to be a really good defensive end, then you can't kill the Eagles on it. If he doesn't, then it's fair. The criticism's fair. But to this point, Graham has been a sometimes starter as a rookie and then somebody who was, injured since then. He's got a huge year ahead of him.
I will say this, Dave, and I never thought I'd say this. And now, Victor Cruz, no one saw Victor Cruz. I mean, no one. He was an undrafted rookie. No one saw Victor Cruz. No one in the NFL did. So, the Giants lucked out with him. I mean, he's an unbelievable player. But I can't believe – right now, you may disagree with me, I would take the Giant trio starting wide receivers over the Eagles right now.
I would – I think Nix is – see, I like Macklin a lot. I wouldn't. I would take Macklin Jackson and Avant. Manningham had the big catch, but he's also had a lot of drops. And Cruz and
that's true. Manningham has had and Nix has had a lot of drops. I disagree with you. Even back when the Eagles took Macklin, remember, because I live in New Jersey, the Giants took Nix. I like to see the Eagles get in this draft a big physical receiver.
I don't think it's going to come in the draft. I think it's going to come in free agency.
Or in free agency. I mean, I do. Listen, I want them to keep DeSean Jackson. I think we do need him. I think I disagree with you. You view as Macklin could replace Jackson as
No, I do think Macklin could be a one. I believe Jackson is going to be an Eagle in 2012. I think they do want to keep him, but I think it's a difficult negotiation. Now they can still franchise him. That said, my perfect scenario is keep Jackson and bring me a red zone wide receiver. Bring me Plaxico Burress. Bring me, there's like 10 receivers out there. Bring me somebody with some size. I like Riley Cooper. He's just not that, that he's, animal, physical no. guy to go up and get the football.
Do you think the Eagles potentially go early defensive tackle and a big physical defensive tackle?
Yeah. I don't think there's anything. I don't think there's anything. I don't think there's anything out of the question. I even threw out this scenario, Keith, and I think it's crazy, perhaps. But what if Trent Richardson is on the board? What if Trent Richardson is on the board? What do you do? Why wouldn't you take a stud running back if you can run the football a little bit more, keep your quarterback healthy, minimize your turnovers in the red zone? I mean, is that a crazy thought?
No.
If you like the kid, of course. I mean,
if you like them,
you know, I guess perhaps the only position I'd be surprised at this point is the Eagles taking a cornerback first round in the draft. But otherwise, you know, so I want that kid to 15 in the draft. You better come in and play. Now
let me ask this, Dave. Question: Do the Eagles take a quarterback early? Vic's going to be what, 33?
And no,
you talked over
31,
the offseason. I agree with you. We need a franchise quarterback.
If there's one
odds
there,
are he's going to get hurt during the year.
Here's the interesting thing about that, Keith. Let's be realistic here. Andy Reid's got a lot of pressure on him this season, right?
Right.
The fan base is saying, we have to win now. So you better kick ass in free agency and come into the draft with no needs. You cannot take a quarterback early and say, we're going to build this kid. I mean, can you imagine the reaction? If you go into the draft with basically the same team that you have right now, and you take a quarterback in the first two or three picks, I mean, that's a tough sell.
It's a tough sell.
I mean, listen, I agree with getting a quarterback. Kafka, I'm on the fence with Kafka. He's got to prove it to me. Vince Young, I expect him to be gone. I think they're going to sign Trent Edwards if he's healthy, and maybe he's the answer, but. If you love a quarterback, I am all about find me a franchise quarterback that I know can be there for the next 10 years. But I'm not sure that, I mean, let's be realistic here. Jeffrey Lurie stood up there and was extremely frustrated in his speech. The Eagles haven't changed a whole lot. He knows how the fans are reacting. And what's an 8-8 season going to do for you? You don't make the playoffs. Who knows what's going to happen around here?
No, I would agree.
So, taking a quarterback, I mean, that's kind of – it's interesting, Keith. The Eagles have been able to play at this pretty high level for 13 years. There's been one or two seasons here and there, bad years. But they haven't gone into that prolonged 3- and 4-year down cycle. And that's great. But by avoiding those kind of really bad seasons, which many, many teams go through, the Giants, when they had the chance to get Eli Manning, Phillip Rivers, make that deal, you often don't get that chance to get that franchise quarterback. Last time the Eagles were in that position, they got the franchise quarterback in Donovan McNabb. And
well, I would agree. I mean, listen, I think we would trade places. I mean, the Giants have won two in the past 5 years. They've had some down times. We've had overall long success regular season making the playoffs. I mean, it gets to be extremely frustrating. I am skeptical of them winning it under Vic. And I'll be honest with you, Dave, towards the end of the season, I was kind of rooting against them to really kind of lose. I wanted to get as high a draft pick possible. I wanted to see if they could get into the top 10 and possibly make a move to try to get up to get one to get Luck.
Nobody is going to trade Andrew Luck. Do you guys understand that? You can give the whole team to the Indianapolis Colts, and they're not going to trade the number one pick. You would have to be insane, insane to trade that pick, okay? Give them DeSean Jackson, give them Trent Cole, give them LeSean McCoy, give them all your draft picks. They're not going to trade and give up and not have a quarterback. They have the chance to draft. This is what just makes me so mad about the Colts. They have one bad year, which they suck the whole year. And they get they get the best prospect at quarterback to come along since when? Since Peyton Manning. I don't know.
Since Manning.
Yeah. I mean, Andrew Luck, you can't find one. All this talk about Robert Griffin, and forget that.
I wouldn't go close to
RG3. I wouldn't go close to that kid if I had a chance to get Andrew Luck. It's insane. So the Eagles have to find a way to win with what they have now.
They have to keep Vic standing up. They have to keep him. I have no problem. If they took an offensive lineman, I want a big physical to protect him. He's got to be, and hopefully he stops running around. And we all saw in the Super Bowl, but, and it's luck too, is the turnovers. If they can keep the
throughout
turnovers
the
down.
Yeah. Throughout the whole playoffs, Keith, it was the team that turned the football over the most lost the game. Really simple. Really simple. And I'm sure Michael Vick, listen, I know that this team, every one of these players is sitting there just chewing their fingers to a nub because this team blew an opportunity this year with a bunch of crappy losses to the Cardinals, to the Niners, to the Giants even, to the Seahawks. I mean, come on.
They're close. I would say they need three, if they could get three impactful players in the offseason, another year under the Castillo, and I'm
all right, where are those,
Juan
where
Castillo.
Are those, where
I wasn't
are those,
the happiest. I would have loved them against Spagnuolo. It didn't work out. But I think with three impactful players, they could make the push. I would say linebacker.
Okay.
One or two in linebacker. I am not sold on Kurt Coleman. Possibly safety. I'm going to say three or four players. And I'd like to see a big physical receiver.
And you'd like to see a kickoff returner. And you'd like to see another pass rusher. And
Sean Jackson, I guess not kickoff returner. I was thinking more punt returner.
No. Eagles will address kickoff returner. They have to. Because it's turned into a weapon. And the Eagles were giving up yards on their kickoff returns. Giving up yards. Too much. So I'm fascinated. Yeah. Listen, I agree. I think the Eagles, I will tell you that I think a lot of teams are close in the league. I think Michael Vick, and I know there's skeptics out there, he's so immensely talented. You're not working with a guy who's lacking talent or lacking drive. I mean, he wants to be great. He knows he's got to be smarter with the football. Thank you so much. Great, great phone call. Hang in there up there in New Jersey. But to me, it starts with the defense in the offseason here. And I like Coleman. I don't think he's big enough to be a dominating safety. I think he's a good player. I think he's a seventh-round pick who's smart, who's got a lot of heart, who's physical. But over the course of his career, and I wish him the best, I just think it's going to be hard for him to stay healthy. By the way, the Giants win the Super Bowl. We all know that. The Eagles players, and they're on Twitter all over the place. I'm sure you follow them all. Hey, by the way, with a little test, the power of the show. I'm going to, at Dave Spadaro, start tweeting. I have an account. Everybody, this is breaking news. But I'm actually going to, and I want to turn it into a more of a Q&A kind of thing. We have Eagles, at Eagles Insider. That'll break the news, at Eagles. But I want at Dave Spadaro to be more of a, so I want to see how many of you guys sign up. Go sign up for at Dave Spadaro. My goal is to catch Adam Kaplan in 1 year. He's got 25,000 or something. I've got like 112. But I haven't tweeted. So I want you, please, as a move to me, as a solid to me, go sign up for at Dave Spadaro. See how many do it. Anyway, so on Twitter, Eagles players reacting to the Giants Super Bowl victory. And I think, do we have this, Rye? Let's take a look at what some of the players had to say after watching their bitter NFC East rivals, the New York Giants, win another Super Bowl. Jason Babin, I think I got food poisoning or something. Just got sick out of nowhere. Yeah, I hear you. Todd Harriman, same thing. Brent Celek, yep. Michael Vick, yeah. It was weird. It was like, how do you feel? How do you feel after that kind of performance? A lot of respect for the New York Giants, no question about it. But we are in the rivalry business here. We're having fun. And the G-men doing it and the Eagles watching on TV. Yes, at Dave Spadaro. Breaking news. Adam Kaplan is expected to be here any minute now. He's working on his hair. Five followers on one click? All right, five extra followers. Keep it going, baby. Andre from Texas joins us. Hi, Andre.
Hey, what's going on?
Hi, Andre. Good morning.
Man, I'm feeling sick today. I'm feeling so sick because I can't believe the Giants won the Super Bowl.
He sounds low. Well, Andre, what do you want me to do, man? They deserved it.
Yeah, they deserved it. They deserved it. I'm just shocked, man. Like, I can't stand the Giants.
I can't either, but I certainly respect them.
And I was at the mall yesterday, and I was going to go buy some Eagles gear or whatever. And all I kept seeing was Giants fans everywhere. They was everywhere.
You'd be there. Like, hey, Andre, someday, my friend, someday, hopefully this year,
Yeah, and then, like, another thing is in the training camp starting in July, right?
Yes, late July. Date's not announced yet.
Me and my family, we're going to take a trip down there.
Well, hey, if you are at Lehigh University, Andre, you better stop by and see us at our PhiladelphiaEagles.com tent.
I will.
It a very special day. You come all the way from Texas? Come on now. Get this off.
Yeah, I'm taking a trip, you know. Yeah. So I'm going to be so excited to come down there for the first time in my life, you know.
Well, that'd be awesome. We'd love to have you. Make sure you get there for morning practices. Remember, afternoon practices in the NFL now are less contact than the Pro Bowl.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, most definitely.
Okay.
Okay.
Andre, well, thanks for checking in, man. And we love you. Hang in there.
We love you, too.
All right, brother. Guys, I know it's painful, but the show must go on, and the Eagles have a big offseason ahead. We're going to take a look now at top five nickname games that our Eagles television group put together. Of course, the Miracle of the Meadowlands, 1 and 2 on that list.
What's up, Philly? It's E-Rock here once again. Now, the Eagles are home to some legendary names. Tommy McDonald, Randall Cunningham, Brian Dawkins. But when a game has a name, you know it was an epic 60 minutes worth of football. So here are your top five Eagle games with names. When the final score of a game is 7-3, you know there was a whole lot of defense involved. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you the goal line stand. With Philadelphia leading 7-3 late in the game against Phoenix, the Cardinals moved the ball deep into Eagles territory. Normally, a successful goal line stand is 3-4 stops, but because of multiple offsides penalties, the Cardinals had 7 opportunities to punch the ball into the end zone and were stonewalled.
Here we go, 4th and goal. Hand off Johnny Bailey. Does he make it? No! No! The Eagles stop him! The goal line defense rises up and stops him at the 1!
Seth Joyner said after the game they could have ran the ball 15 times and they wouldn't have gotten into the end zone. There's something special about Monday Night Football against a division rival. The play is a little faster, the hits are a little harder, and the injuries hurt just a little bit more. You tell me about a time when a running back had to finish his quarterback for the Washington Redskins, and I will tell you about the body bag game. The Eagles beat the Redskins on Monday Night Football with a convincing 28-14 victory. But the real story was the amount of injuries the Redskins piled up. During the game, 8 Redskins went down, including starting quarterback Jeff Rutledge and his backup Stan Humphries. The Eagles physically mauled the Skins.
The Eagles are having them for lunch and dinner and maybe the snack on the plane flying home.
The body bag game got its name from an apparent comment an Eagles player made to a Redskins player while his teammate laid on the ground in agony. Hey, do you guys need any more body bags? In 1991, the Eagles traveled down to Houston to play in a stadium that the Oilers and their fans called the House of Pain. So naturally, this is called the House of Pain game. And oh yeah, it was a lot of pain, all right, for the Oilers. Warren Moon and the Oilers entered the Houston Astrodome with the number one pass offense in football. But it was the vaunted Eagles defense that looked like the top unit on the field, forcing 6 fumbles. Wes Hopkins and Andre Waters delivered vicious blows to Oilers receivers, and the Eagles defense, which sent 5 members to the Pro Bowl, dominated the Oilers' finesse offense. Jerome Brown said after the game, "They brought the house, we brought the pain." When the Eagles released place kicker Luis Zendejas, he did the unthinkable. He signed with the Cowboys. Well, Buddy Ryan took this as a sign of disrespect. And on the first matchup, linebacker Jesse Small knocked out Zendejas on a kickoff, sparking the Bounty Bowls. The Eagles crushed the Cowboys in both games, with Randall Cunningham tossing multiple touchdown passes. Upset by the loss of his kicker, as well as the game, Cowboys coach Jimmy Johnson alleged that Buddy Ryan had taken out a bounty on Zendejas and quarterback Troy Aikman, and let his feelings be known.
Oh, I would have said something to Buddy, but he wouldn't stand on the field long enough. He put his big fat rear end into the dressing room.
I resent that. I've been on a diet. I lost a couple of pounds, and I thought I was looking good. And he goes and calls me fat. I kind of resent that a little bit.
I couldn't decide which miracle at the Meadowlands should top our countdown. I mean, when you have the word miracle in the name, it deserves to be number one. So for this time, I'm going to give you a twofer. Two giant comebacks, or comebacks against the Giants, for the price of one. In the first miracle, the Eagles trailed by five in the waning moments of the battle, and many expected Giants quarterback Joe Pisarcik to take a knee and run out the clock. Unthinkably, a botched handoff to fullback Larry Zonka allowed Eagles cornerback Herm Edwards to pick up the fumble and run it 26 yards in for the game-winning touchdown. The second miracle happened when the Birds were down by 21 points. After Michael Vick pulled the Eagles back with some heroics, David Akers executed a perfectly taken onside kick. Vick's ability to march the team down the field and ultimately stroll into the end zone brought the Birds within 7 points. A huge defensive stand got the ball back in Vick's hands to set up Macklin with a game-tying touchdown. And a few minutes later, Merrill went nuts.
Deshaun Jackson! I don't care if he jumps, dives, he's running around, and he's in the end zone, and there's no time, and the Eagles win! The Eagles win!
This is Merrill Coy in the Meadowlands, number two!
Opportunity, opportunity is knocking at your door. Opportunity knocks but once and don't come back no more. Grab it in the night, grab it in the day, grab it right now, it'll get away. You better snatch and grab it, snatch and grab it.
Buy and sell tickets safely and securely at NFL.com Ticket Exchange.
It's time for the annual shareholders meeting. There will be the usual presentations on research and development. Some new members of the team will be introduced. The chairman emeritus will distribute his usual wisdom. And you? Well, you're the chief life officer. You just need the right professional to help you take charge.
Many people stop exercising because it makes them cough, wheeze, or feel tightness in their chest. Are you one of them? It may be exercise-induced bronchospasm, or EIB. These symptoms are preventable with treatment. Go to EIBandMe.com to learn more and get back to being active.
Is crossing the finish line the best way to start the season? We think so. Give them a running start with the brands they want at an unbeatable value. Sports Authority, all things sporting good. Official sporting goods retailer of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Download the Eagles mobile app for the latest news, videos, stats, and more. Available now for iPhone, Android, and BlackBerry devices. Visit PhiladelphiaEagles.com/mobile for more.
Teva Pharmaceuticals is the proud sponsor of Eagles in the Community. For more information on the program, click the Community tab right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We had a great 2011 and look forward to an even better 2012. Teva Pharmaceuticals and the Eagles in the Community.
What makes Acme fruits and vegetables taste so delicious? Make your meals come alive with the tastiest fresh fruits and vegetables you always get at every Acme.
We welcome you to the studio, Dave Spadaro, joined by our great friend Adam Kaplan. Welcome to the 2012 NFL offseason, Adam. A couple of things going on. Look, first, your sense. I don't want you to tell me about the Super Bowl game. I want you to tell me, how far away are the Eagles from the Giants? How significant is this gap here?
Well, you and I talked about this probably in December. You asked me about free agency with this team, and I said, you know what? They don't really need to do a lot. It's about the players performing up to the level that we all expected, and the coaches bringing them up to another level. So how far away are they? You can look at the Giants' record at 9-7 and say not very, but the Giants were significantly better than I thought than the Eagles. Much more consistent defense, better quarterback play from last season. And the other thing that the Giants don't do is they don't turn the ball over. And when you don't turn the ball over, you're giving yourself a better chance to win each week. And that's the thing about Eli Manning. He stopped turning the ball over. That was the big difference down the stretch for this quarterback.
Since the season ended for the Eagles, it's been relatively quiet. Jeffrey Lurie had the big press conference, and I think everybody kind of expected something big to happen. Didn't happen. Your reaction to adding Todd Bowles as the cornerback's coach, retaining Juan Castillo, and then a couple of other moves that we'll talk about.
Yeah, and I think with Todd Bowles, he was an experienced guy. He's been a coordinator before. He's been a DB's coach. He's well-respected. He's been in the league a long time. Played at Temple. This guy, I know he's only the DB's coach, but I think he's going to help Juan out. I think Juan will draw on his experience. I don't think there's any question about it. I know Juan not only respects Bowles, I know Juan talks to a lot of people in the league that I know personally who know Juan, who told me that Juan's a guy that understands the responsibility of this job, and he knows he's got to step up. I mean, when I was at the Senior Bowl, I talked to a lot of people around the league, and here's an interesting comment I got from GM. He said, "I'll tell you what, you watch the Eagles tape, and you see a team that has got so much talent." He said that they were buying in defensively late in the season. He said I'll tell you what, people around the league respect this defense. Not so much earlier in the season, but they respect what they saw late because guys are buying in. You could talk about the schedule all you want and the quarterbacks that they face, but it's all about buying in and execution. They were doing that. And I think that's what they'll take, Dave, into this offseason.
All right, a couple of things here. Don't know how significant they are. You were on top of the D.J. Jones. Eagles awarded off of waivers from the Baltimore Ravens. D.J. Jones, offensive tackle. Move was made during the playoffs, officially announced yesterday. Actually, today by the Eagles. D.J. Jones, 6'5", 310, rookie last year. Anything significant here?
Yeah, he's an undrafted free agent who's got long arms, big body. That's what you want. And what you do with that guy is you see if could play both sides because King Dunlop may not come back. He's unrestricted free agent. You need a developmental tackle, and the versatility this guy has. I think he might be able to play both, but he probably projects more to left tackle. Technically, he was awarded yesterday. The Eagles actually claimed him over two weeks ago, but because of the rules in the playoffs, these guys don't get awarded until after the playoffs. So the Eagles got him technically yesterday. We'll see about that. We'll see if he can make the football team. But I expect the Eagles to add someone in the draft as a developmental tackle.
Okay, so that is D.J. Jones. And then the Eagles have been working, reportedly, you've been on top of this, Trent Edwards. He's been in the NovaCare complex, workout, physical. Where does that stand? And what happens there?
Yeah, my understanding is it's on hold for not that it can happen today, but last I heard was I think Friday, and I think it was on hold. But I know both sides are interested in getting something done. Here's a guy that I always like, but it's all about putting him in a specific scheme. If you put him in the West Coast scheme, Dave, I think he's better on three steps and five step drops. I would compare his situation to Kevin Cobb's. If you coach him up correctly, I think he has a chance to help you, and if he is signed by the Eagles, he would compete. They're not going to hand it to him. He would compete for the number two quarterback job.
Okay. Adam, the franchise tag can be applied, I believe, February 20th is
correct.
The first day.
Yep.
Will the Eagles use the franchise tag on DeSean Jackson?
Here's what I think. Yes, but they're not going to let him walk, okay? He's way too valuable. I know that some people said, well, you know, you could find someone who could run the draft. It's not that easy. I mean, if you go around in free agency, you and I talked about this a while back, and you could see if you go to thesidelineview.com, I've got every free agent ranked from an offensive defensive standpoint, and I've got DeSean near the top because he's such a unique player.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to find guys in the draft who could run like this that could come and probably play right away. You come in and start like Deshaun did. I mean, that's the thing about Jackson. People thought he was too skinny, 170 pounds. You don't find guys like this. You know, Jeff off the street.
So he's an Eagle in 2012.
I don't know about that part. I'm just saying they're going to use their franchise tag to secure his rights.
Okay.
Then we'll see after that what happens.
Well, give me a scenario. They trade him?
Yeah, I think
keep
it's still.
Him, they cut him. They draft somebody.
I think they would look to trade him unless they can get a deal done. Unless Deshaun Jackson gets realistic. And I've given some praise here, but he's a unique player, but he's a guy that's unique to what the Eagles do. There are a lot of guys in the National Football League who are big and physical, but there are not a lot of guys who could run as fast as he can. But he's 5'11", he's 170 pounds. Some teams are just not going to want him to pay him the kind of money that he seeks. He's not going to get that. He needs to be more realistic. And then the problem is, unless he's willing to come down from what he wants, I have a ballpark figure what I think he probably wants, and he's not getting Santonio Holmes money, $9 million a season, what is his average per season?
What does he want?
Run the nose.
Don't tease us.
Well, I think he probably wants somewhere around $8 million, and I don't think that's going to happen because he's not that type of player. And he regressed as a punt returner this season. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, I thought he was very poor.
What happened? I mean,
trying to hit the home run too
much. And it's funny. He brings up that part of it. He says, well, those other receivers can't do what I do. Well, you know what? He didn't do as well as he had done previously as a punt return. So
I don't think
now his numbers were down this season. No question about it. You could bring up every excuse in the book why his numbers were down, but on a free agent year, his walk year, his numbers were down.
Okay. The Eagles have a significant number, 11 in total, of free agents. One is a restricted free agent, Antonio Dixon. We show you the list here. Let's go down through this list, Adam, and tell me who stays, who goes. Abby Amiri.
Gone.
Brown.
Most likely gone.
Dixon.
He'll get it. They could actually do original round tenor because
he wasn't drafted.
Yeah, but I would go number two. I would think they would put a number two on him. This guy could play. There's no question about it.
King Dunlap.
Unlikely. We talked about Jackson.
Landry.
My understanding is they'd like to bring him back. They're not going to break the bank because he's technically a backup. He did great in his role. This is a wait-and-see situation.
Okay. Trevor Laws.
My understanding is that they were looking to sign him to bring him back on a multi-year deal. Don't know where that – I've not checked into it lately. That sort of surprised me. But the reason why they like Trevor Laws is positional versatility. You could line him up pretty much everywhere. He could play in, as he did late in the season. He's fast. You know, he's come on the last couple of years. They like him. They like to bring him back, not a lot.
Okay. Evan Mathis, what do you think of he and part, you know?
One of the better stories for this football team. Yeah. Sign as a backup who could play tackle or guard, went up starting. Probably one of the biggest surprises I've seen with this football team in years. Great guy, great story. Great on Twitter, by the way.
Is that a factor?
But both sides want to do something. But he's got Drew Rosenhaus as an agent. Rosenhaus has to be realistic. If Evan Mathis is realistic on the money that he's willing to accept, I think he'll be back.
Okay. Jaquay Parker.
Probably not, but I'll tell you what. He looked much better late in the season. He got over that high ankle sprain and
he can help you. He can help a football team.
He was healthy, and he absolutely could help them. But, Brett, you see, now Darrell Tapp's got a roster bonus, which I talked about in my show, which is on 15:20 a.m. every Saturday, 2 to 3 p.m., shameless plug. I talked about Park.
Not you.
Yeah, exactly. I talked about the Parker situation. The problem is here, you've got Graham has to play significant snaps.
What if Graham is terrible in the preseason? Or training?
And if Parker's unsigned, well, then absolutely look to bring him back. But I think Parker will get some. When March 13th comes around, I think he'll get some interest, action.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Owen Schmidt, interesting case. Doesn't play a whole lot.
Don't think so.
Who's the fullback? Stanley Havili and somebody else?
And I think they'll look to bring in. Jerome Felton's an unrestricted free agent who they put a waiver claim on. The first time around, he got waived by the Lions. They didn't the second time. But I think they could look at Felton or somebody else.
Steve Smith, where does he go?
Highly, highly unlikely.
Where does he go?
You know, people keep saying the Giants.
Now, what do they need him for?
Because Victor Cruz turned out to be their slot guy. So, no, they don't need him.
Vince Young, is he a starter next year
unlikely
in the NFL?
Unlikely here. No. He's a backup. I mean, you saw what he did against the Giants.
Well, why wouldn't you keep him as a backup here then?
Because why not bring Trent Edwards in and bring another and see if and who would and you can't preclude. The
I'm
Eagles
not paying from, Vince Young $4 million.
No, I know that, but you can't preclude the if they sign Trent Edwards, Eagles drafting a second rounder like they did with Cobb. In 07 with McNabb on the roster and developing that guy and
but here's,
seeing if at Trent Edwards or someone else could
we had
challenge.
This conversation earlier in the show.
All right.
You are Andy Reid coming off an 8-8 season.
Okay.
And the owner of the team has stood up and said, this is this is bad, that's bad, bad season, unacceptable, blah, 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 blah. You can use a second-round draft pick on a quarterback to develop down the line? Isn't that a tough sell?
No, no, but here's my point, Dave. This is not a team with great needs.
Just hold on right there.
Go ahead.
Tell the fan base right there in that camera.
I said it earlier. They don't need a lot. They don't need a ton of
help. To win a Super Bowl.
No.
Where do they need help?
Where do they need help?
Yeah.
How about the coaches doing a better job?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
I've read your columns. You've sugarcoated it.
Everybody has to do a better job.
I applaud you for being honest. You know, I know it's not easy for you to do that. This team underachieved significantly last season.
So give me the player. Give me how many players? Where do you add players?
All right, I thought we were going to do this like next week. But,
I know,
okay.
We do it every week.
Okay,
change.
All right, let's do it now.
What else is there to talk about?
Do we have time here? It's not like there's anything else coming up, right?
The FCC is not regulating this
right,
show.
Right, all right, let's start an offense. You need a backup quarterback. Next, next position. You need a number two running back. Deion Lewis, Dave, we're going to hit on this. We're going to do this in 10 minutes. Deion Lewis, to me, when he got a chance late in the season, Dave, I was not impressed. As much as I like him in practice.
58 yards against the Redskins and a touchdown.
Dave, let's go back to the other carries in the other games. He didn't hit it up in there. I need to see more.
Okay.
You can't depend on him to be the insurance policy for LeSean McCoy.
If Trent Richardson is there at 15 in
no,
the first
I'm not
round.
Taking a running back
all
at
right,
15.
All right.
No. No, because you can't. LeSean McCoy's going to get 20 touches.
Then change. You want to talk about the
get a veteran who's a little better.
Whoa!
Get another veteran.
Then change the concept just a little bit of the offense. You want to keep Michael Vick healthy.
Yes.
You want to minimize your turnovers in the red zone. Then give it.
What does it have to do with coaching?
Have two great running backs.
How about the quarterback actually taking coaching and going down, getting out of bounds?
I understand that, but also. Turn around and hand the football off in the red zone.
They do run it a lot.
In the red zone more.
Yes.
Doesn't that serve?
And how about a receiver with size who would actually be physical?
That is on my list,
too. I'm sick of talking about it, Sparrow. You're raising my ire here, man.
I like it. So we got a backup running back.
I might be fired for the show today, but that's all
right. Got a backup RB. That's one.
Yeah, Sam Holloway just got in my ear and told me to calm down.
What else you got? Backup RB.
Backup running back. Backup quarterback. Number two quarterback.
Backup QB. Okay.
Receiver with size. See, Riley Cooper I like, but...
I'm with you.
Here's the problem with Riley Cooper. It does not fight for the football.
Right.
In the air, he does not snatch it.
Okay, go ahead. That's three needs on offense.
Now, so, this is a really intelligent question I got on Twitter from one of my followers a couple weeks ago. With the transition to these athletic tight ends, should the Eagles draft a tight end, a movable guy like that?
Well, I think
Clay Harbor could do some of that stuff,
Dave. I think they think Clay Harbor can be... Yeah. Is he consistent enough catching the football?
They don't use him enough. I mean, you say that, but how much
know.
Have they really used him?
I'm just asking the question.
And Brent Celek, and okay, here's the thing. Celek is not that athletic, but look what he did on two major injuries, which we didn't know about, okay? And Michael Vick, as Andy Reid said, I think it might have been with you, after his press conference. I mean, the last eight games or so, Vick discovered that he had a tight end. I mean, he that's a big part of it. I think the tight end must be a major part of this passing game.
Okay.
I think Clay Harbor needs to be that move guy
the formation. Or bring one in, okay.
Or bring one in.
Offensive line needs there if you sign Mathis?
If they're probably going to need a backup tackle. Now, I say that, I don't know if Winston Justice is on this football team. He's making too much to be a backup.
Okay. But he King Dunlap, is he going to break your bank?
No, but King Dunlap could get some interest from a couple teams out there.
Okay, I agree with that. Julian Vandevelde's there.
We don't know.
Jamal Jackson probably not going to be there, so you need a backup center.
Yeah, exactly.
Couple backups.
But those
are draft picks.
Yes.
All right.
Oh, well, backup center. See, positional versatility, fans always get this stuff wrong. You can't pigeonhole a team. Okay, they need a backup center. No, they need a backup interior lineman is what they need.
Right.
Thank you.
So a backup running back, is that a draft or a free agent?
Free agent, because you need that insurance policy veteran.
Right. Backup QB.
Guys like Jason Kelce or once, you just don't get that lucky.
Backup
every year.
QB is probably, you're talking about
it's one of
Edwards
your top three or four
drafting.
Needs. Yeah.
Okay. All right, that's fine.
It's a veteran. And I think it's a receiver. Now.
Wait, let's back. I'm trying to figure out how many free agents you want signed, how many draft picks you got.
Low end free agent, veteran interior lineman. Assuming, Jamal Jackson, he hardly took any reps on the interior, so I think they're going to need somebody.
Is he making a lot of money?
No, but you could keep him around. I mean, he's not making a lot of money.
Okay. Wide receiver, a draft pick or a...
Kickoff
return.
This sets up the entire draft. You know, this is what I've been telling people. You can't talk about the draft until you solve free agency first. DeSean Jackson sets up everything here. If he's not coming back, wide receivers are the number one priority going to free agency in the draft. Okay. So
agreed.
Now,
what about if Cullen Jenkins, is he coming back with that roster?
Okay, yeah, he's got, his roster bonus is $5 million. They owe him $7 million. He's a good football player. Here's the thing. They sign him for a specific purpose to give them the interior pass rush. They don't have anyone else who can do that. Derek Landry.
That's why they want Trevor Lowe
right.
back.
Well, yeah, but he can't do it to the level of Jenkins. He's just not. He's not.
So you're bringing Jenkins back?
I think you got to bring him back.
Okay. So if you bring Jenkins back.
Maybe not on that cap number, but.
If you bring Jenkins back, if you franchise DeSean Jackson, what other big money moves do you make before free agency? The question is, if you do those kinds of moves, do you still have any wiggle room in free agency?
Well, that's the thing. They're going to have to get him off that franchise. Now, that's the thing. They don't want, because they have to be under cap compliance on March 13th. They don't want to have him, if they're going to bring him back, they want to get him off the franchise tag. So you don't, normally you would put a guy on the franchise tag to get a deal done, and you see how long it would take to get the deal done. Because the cap is so small, it's only $120 million plus whatever cap credits they get, which aren't going to be a lot. You can't have DeSean Jackson to start free agency on that franchise tag to hurt your. It's going to hurt them. There's no question about it. Their ability to sign free agents, a lot of them, big impact guys. I don't see them making that. See, they did the big impact with Asamoah. I think they might sign 2 to 3 nice mid or upper level free agents, but not that $9 or $10 million a year guy. I don't see that happening.
Okay. Are we done with the offense?
Yes.
Tight end is on that list. Okay. Yes. Is tight end a draft pick?
Tight end is just I don't think they'll do it in free agency. I think they might draft a movable guy.
Would you consider Plaxico Burress?
Yes, absolutely.
So you're looking for a red zone wide receiver.
He's not going back to the Jets. I think there's no question in my mind. You have to significantly
get larger.
Guy's 6'5", and I don't care if he's 36, he can still play. Okay. Now, it's up to Burress to say, hey, I want to get a ring. Okay? He has one with the Jets and Giants in 07. I want to get another ring. And I'm in the twilight of my career. And he's very friendly with Michael Vick.
Yeah.
I think
he wants to play here.
I know he wants to play here. That's not a secret.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Defense.
Defensive line.
I keep getting this question. I think they're going to be okay at end. Now you made a fair point, but you're not going to know about Brandon Graham until training camp.
You're going to know about him when the offseason begins.
Let's break this down. Babin and Collier are two starters.
Yes.
Tapp has a roster bonus due. I think it's the 30th day of the league year. No, but it's based on his cap number could be over $4 million. I haven't checked into. Lately, exactly what his cap number would be. I know it could be as much as a little bit over $4 million. He's a nice player. He's a backup. Okay. He's a good guy to have around, a class kid, but you know what? You need more production. Don't forget about Philip Hunt here.
I think Philip Hunt's a very good player.
Yeah,
okay.
He could absolutely play.
Okay, so then that's four defensive ends, and then Brandon Graham.
Right.
Who I think you look at Brandon.
He's got to play, Dave.
Here's my thing on Brandon Graham.
Right.
He comes in the first day of the offseason conditioning program. You say, Brandon, take off your clothes.
When is that, by the way?
Take off your clothes. I'm serious.
All right, yeah.
I want to see what you look like. I want to see how you.
He was in the 280s to show up. He showed up in the 280s training camp.
I mean, that's too heavy for him, right? Isn't it? All right, we are here now. Adam Kaplan, our guest on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We're talking about Mike Patterson, his health, okay. Let's talk about the defensive tackle. We're okay, I think. Linebacker, I mean, go ahead and tee off.
Veteran. Got to have a veteran in.
How good is Steven Tulloch?
You know what? Okay.
The Eagles fans are just going crazy about
He's
this
a great guy.
I
had him on my show. I was on NFL radio a couple weeks.
I mean, if you feel compromised.
Last month.
Telling me honestly, I understand.
No. He's still pretty young. He's a Jim Schwartz guy. Schwartz brought him in. He had him in Tennessee. He's physical. He's smart. They play the same front as Eagles do, the nine technique.
He's an upgrade maker.
I don't know that.
If you could pick any of the free agents.
I'm going to give you a name. I'll give you a name.
You're
now, this
David
guy
Hawthorne,
will not be. Who's that?
David Hawthorne. You mentioned
Hawthorne's
him
one of, is actually one of my most underrated players the last couple of years. He can play strong side or middle, smart, physical, tough, fairly young. He would not cost a lot of money. The Seahawks want him back, but
give me your guy.
I like Barrett Roode. Now, here's the thing with Barrett Roode. He's not going back.
Isn't he?
Colin
old?
McCarthy. No, he's not. He's not old.
Okay.
Colin McCarthy is going to be their middle linebacker. Roode got hurt. He got Wally pipped. Colin McCarthy came in. He was a fourth-round pick out of Miami. He just did a great job, and Roode never got the job back.
Okay.
So he's not going to go back to Tennessee. He's got size. He's a player. He's inconsistent. I get that part of it. He's not going to cost you a ton of money. The good thing about if you check out...
I don't
out,
care about the money. I don't want
to
hear
if
about
if you go to the sidelineview.com, check out my rankings at Inside Linebacker.
The Sideline View.
None of those guys are going to cost you a lot of money. And there you go. Curtis Lofton will not... Curtis Lofton's going to get the franchise tag or they're going to get him back. They're not going to lose him. You see, DeQuell Jackson, Browns want him back. Now, DeQuell Jackson's had a ton of injuries in his career. Stayed healthy last season, played well. He's not I wouldn't call him an old linebacker. I remember from the Senior Bowl, but years ago. But Lofton would be the best guy to get, real long shot. If they don't use the franchise tag and somehow he becomes a free agent, then it's anybody's guess. And listen, the Eagles know that they have to solve this problem. How about strong side linebacker?
Okay, tell me about
That's
it.
That's another position. Okay. Do we have the outside linebacker panel?
Most of them to me
Spencer
are 3-4 guys.
Spencer is a 3-4, Jared Johnson 3-4. Leroy Hill can play. The problem is he's had injuries, off-the-field stuff. Forget it. Ahmad Brooks, 3-4 outside linebacker. I like DeAndre Levy. Can play middle or weak side. He's a good football player. They're not going to use their franchise tag on him.
You just said strong side, and you said DeAndre Levy plays
No, but he can play
middle.
Again, they don't have middle. We don't know where Chaney's going to play. Chaney's come off of, back surgery, right?
Yeah. No, neck surgery.
Neck surgery. That's a, I know he's going to be okay, but we got to see there. I would look at Levy of that list. I would look at Levy, but if you, I don't have my list. Okay, they're the other guys, which I say. I love Wesley Woodyard. I love this kid. Good special teamer, weak side linebacker. He's an undersized guy. I like him a lot. He's a big time sleeper in free agency. If you really, really study personnel, you know who this guy is. Okay. Philip Weaver's a strong side guy. Nothing. Walton's an outside. Geno Hayes, underachiever. Should have been better. Ernie Sims, forget it, obviously. Reggie Torbert is a journeyman. Maben, forget about it. That's about it. Jerlon Dunbar, I love. That's my guy. Jerlon Dunbar would be a guy that I know the Saints love him. He backed up at middle linebacker for Jonathan Vilma. Actually started there when Vilma was hurt. He could play strong side. He's undersized. He would come in here and start day one. Not going to cost you a ton of money. I like Dunbar a lot.
All right. What else on defense? What are you doing with 22?
You got to listen. It's not a secret. They're going to look to move him.
What are you going to get for
him? It's going to be hard. He's 31 years old. Not going to be easy. He's got over $8 million this season. Going to be very difficult. I don't see it. I think they're going to have to wind up releasing him. I really do.
And then you have slot. Who's your slot cornerback?
Hanson's under contract. He's, as I nailed on my show a couple weeks ago, I think it's a $300,000 roster bonus. It's small. It's due relatively early in free agency. You bring him back. He's a solid veteran. And then you have Rodgers Camardi on the outside as long as Samuel's gone. If Samuel's here, I mean, I'm not completely ruling it out. Let's see.
What about safety?
Got to have a veteran as a backup. And,
how much are they relying on Jaquan Jarrett, do you think?
Kirk Coleman was a nice story for them. Had some interceptions. You don't need to spend a lot of money on a veteran. Medea Williams is more of a free than strong. I'm waiting for the Bob Sanders questions.
The Goldson, he's a Pro Bowler.
Goldson's not. Yeah, he's
not going to go.
He's not going to go. Steve Gregory is unrestricted. He's a younger guy who's more of a strong safety. He would be a good signing, actually. Sean Jones, I don't think would come back here. I wouldn't roll that one out. He's been here before, but Tyvon Branch is a good football player. I don't see that. John McGraw's been hurt a lot. Tall guy, wouldn't see that happening.
You tell me that you came here.
Got to get a veteran.
You initially said they don't need much.
No, they don't.
Then you've named
interesting depth. Linebacker's the big one, man.
Okay.
On defense,
Named any. You've only named starters at the two linebacker positions.
Okay. And depth.
Yeah.
That's all. You don't need to spend all that. No, I was right. I'm telling you. The money that they're going to spend is not going to be big time money, but it's going to add up if you sign four or five players, $1 million here, $3 million here. $2 million here, it does add up.
I get the sense that the priorities here, we're going to end this very quickly here because I know you're running. Eagles are going to sit to lunch with me.
Oh, okay.
We're going to.
Thank you.
You're going to take. The approach will be to take care of your own.
Yes.
And draft well.
Yes.
I don't see free agency going anything like last year.
No, there's no reason to. Let's be straight here. Coaches have to do a better job. Players have to execute better. The fact that this team, I get the lockout nonsense. I get all that. The motto should be on in the locker room: no excuses. Okay, no excuses. That's what 2012 was for the football team.
Yeah, nobody made excuses last year. It just didn't work out.
Well, and by the way, stop talking how great you are. That's another problem that the players had.
Yeah. Well, Adam Kaplan, you can follow him on Twitter as well at, what is it again, at Kaplan NFL?
Yeah, and it's not with a K, people. It's with a C.
Okay. And but more importantly, the breaking news of the day, Dave Spadaro will be going on Twitter Q&A format.
Wow.
Here.
Are you
I've had an account.
Really, you're actually going to take questions?
I'm going to take a lot of
questions.
I'm going to make up a fake account.
I want to do back and forth,
so please sign up for me right now.
Dave,
please,
what were you like when you had hair?
Please, people, when you you can ask that question if you
You had buds, I remember. You and Jay Glazer had buds.
I was a long-haired hippie.
No way.
I had a
Did you?
I had a weave in high school. Not a weave, a wave, a perm, like a light.
I've known you for almost 16 years. I don't think I knew you with
Rich hair. Gentile from the New York, who now works for the Jets.
Is it Gentile or Gentile?
Rich Gentile works for the Jets.
Is he Gentile?
Has my picture of me from my prom in high school.
Really?
He like.
Did you wear white at your prom?
Sure did.
Oh,
sure did. Who didn't? I had some style. Dave Spadaro, Adam Kaplan, thanks for joining us here in the studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Say that I like things fast. Not because my supercar shoots the flames, but because I have Xfinity Internet. With all the laptops, smartphones, and tablets, I need more speed than ever.
Call now for a great offer on Xfinity Internet.
40 years. 14,610 days. 1.2 billion seconds of Gatorade science, passion, and evolution. All for the 1 second you need it. The G-Series. Prime. Perform. Recover.
It's time for the annual shareholders meeting. There will be the usual presentations on research and development. Some new members of the team will be introduced. The chairman emeritus will distribute his usual wisdom. And you? Well, you're the chief life officer. You just need the right professional to help you take charge.
We live in a smart world. Smart cars. Smart homes. Smart phones. Now it's your turn to be smart. Visit Smart Health today and get smart insights, health updates, and health tips for you and your family.
Help. I'm the youngest of 16 children who grew up in Philadelphia but now live in California. Hi, Mom. I especially remember our family dinners and how much we all loved Amoroso's bread. When I decided to become a tour guide at Clopagos Winery, I knew it was the right move. I love my job and I love living in this beautiful place, but I don't love the bread.
I miss Amoroso's.
After all, what's great wine without great bread?
Please,
send me an Amoroso's relief package.
Well, that was certainly a very lively segment with the great Adam Kaplan. Thanks to him for coming in on this. Well, it's turned out to be a fun day at the NovaCare Complex. Let's take some phone calls before we wrap it up. We are back live next Monday right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Let's go to Halim in Philadelphia. Hey, Halim.
How you doing?
I'm all right. How are you? Welcome.
Thank you. Talk about defense.
Yes, please.
Vontae Burfict, nice middle linebacker.
You know, I'm going to get into the draft stuff. The Arizona State linebacker you're talking about, I know it's the kid from Boston College. I'm not a draft expert by any means, and I don't even play one on the show, but I know those two are very highly rated players.
Yeah, Vontae Burfict, aggressive.
All right, is he ready to come in? Is he ready to come in and play right away? That's, to me, one of the keys here.
Yeah.
Okay. That's your guy.
Free agents.
Yeah.
Wide receiver.
Sure.
I like Vincent Jackson.
Vincent Jackson is a premier player. I can't imagine that the San Diego Chargers. I should have asked Adam that. Hey, will the Chargers let Vincent Jackson go? I can't imagine. Yeah.
Yeah. Or not? He
thinks they won't use the franchise tag on him. So who knows?
Yeah.
I think the first priority though is to try to keep DeSean Jackson.
Yep.
Yeah.
But I don't like him over the middle. He's too small. Right? He has to get bigger.
I think DeSean, the only area at receiver where I'd like to see the Eagles improve is to get a big physical player for the red zone. That's important to me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Either tight end or be a wide receiver.
I wanted, again, Clay Harbor is a really critical player here. Because if the Eagles believe in Clay Harbor, then they've got to get him on the field and create matchups, use him in the red zone. And if they don't believe in Clay Harbor and they want to challenge him, you know, they got to bring somebody in here who can be that move guy, that threat, that athletic player. This league is a changing league, and they're creating big matchups.
Tight end league, like the Patriots.
Well, I don't. I still don't want to. I think what hurt the Patriots is that they didn't have the speed to get down the field. And I know Gronkowski was hurt, and that was a big weapon lost. But if you can't go vertical in this league, very hard to do a lot of damage underneath with those big tight ends.
Yeah, Jeremy Maclin can go vertical.
Jeremy Maclin can
franchise tag.
Can certainly go vertical. Jeremy Maclin, his contract expires in two seasons. He's here for 2012-2013. And then you've got LeSean McCoy's deal. I mean, maybe he signs a new deal this year too. So I don't think the Eagles are going to be all that active in free agency.
I hope not. We have a season like last year.
I hope not. Hey, Haleem, thanks for the call.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks so much for the call there. Clay Harbor, big player in the Eagles' plans. We thank you all for joining us here on Eagles Live today. And remember, please, please, I beg of you, follow me on Twitter, at Dave Spadaro. A lot of questions for you, from you to me, and I will answer them, and we'll have a lot of fun on Twitter, only if you sign up right now. So thanks for that. We'll be back next Monday here on Eagles Live. We thank you so much for joining us, everyone. Have yourselves a great Eagles Day. Yeah.